This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. There were 2.5 million guns sold in the United States in March. Richard Moorhead from Big League Politics reports federal firearms licensees sold more than 2.5 million guns to the American public in March 2020, easily smashing the previously held record for the most gun sales in an individual month by more than a million transactions. The gun sale data has been gauged by Small Arms Analytics, and the estimation of a total of 2,583,238 sales has been pulled from raw FBI National Instant Criminal Background Check system data. It's actually possible that the total figure of gun sales is a bit higher, considering gun sales between private individuals are not subject to the NICS system. Not only does the figure of 2.5 million gun sales surpass the previous monthly record holder from March 2019, but it does so in a resounding fashion. 1.4 million guns were sold in that month, meaning that March 2020 surpassed the record by approximately 1.1 million sales. A breakdown of the sales between long guns and handguns was provided by Small Arms Analytics. Handgun sales in particular spiked exponentially, easily surpassing previous quarterly highs in gun sales that preceded major American elections. How about that? The surge in gun and ammunition sales in the wake of the nascent Chinese coronavirus epidemic is well documented at this point, with gun and ammunition retailers reporting selling out their entire inventories and still not coming close to meeting demand. As Americans arm themselves in unprecedented record-setting numbers, some major American municipalities and states have taken it upon themselves to wholly shut down the lawful firearms commerce and manufacturing industries. However, several of them have been stopped cold in their tracks in light of federal guidelines from the Trump administration that recognizes businesses serving the Second Amendment community as, quote, essential. New Jersey and Los Angeles County are among the two biggest governmental entities forced to walk back their arbitrary commands that gun stores close in light of the guidelines. Should the West take a hint from Singapore? My friend Dale Courtney wrote a recent op-ed for our local newspaper outlining the very different response that Singapore has had to the coronavirus. Courtney writes, "In 2011, I had the opportunity to travel to Singapore. It's the most beautiful, clean, and safe metropolitan that I have ever visited. This city-state of 5.6 million people is larger than Los Angeles and has the highest population density in the world. Singapore also has one of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the world. At the time of writing, Singapore has 879 cases and only 3 deaths, compared to Los Angeles with 2,474 cases and 44 deaths. Most factories, shopping malls, restaurants, and even schools have remained open. How has Singapore, along with South Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong, managed to minimize the spread of the virus while avoiding the draconian measures of the West?" Courtney continues, "Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong recognizes that the current outbreak will last for an extended time until a vaccine is available. Meanwhile, you cannot shut down an entire nation for a year or more. Our quarantine response is not sustainable for the long term. Flattening the curve only means spreading out infections over time. Americans are fooling themselves if they think that restrictions will be lifted in May. The World Health Organization has famously published comorbidity factors, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, chronic respiratory disease, chronic liver or kidney failure, hypertension, cancer, etc., and death rate statistics by age group for COVID-19. 80 plus, 14.8%, 70 to 79, 8%, 60 to 69, 3.6%, 50 to 59, 1.3%, 40 to 49, 0.4%, 10 to 39, 0.2%, and 0 to 9, virtually 0%. Singapore acted upon this information and did something that America could never do. They discriminated. They required those 65 and older or with comorbidity factors to self-quarantine. They backtracked every known case of COVID-19, then anyone infected was isolated, and anyone who was exposed was ordered to self-quarantine for 14 days. Those without the disease practiced social distancing at school, work, restaurants, stores, etc. Mike Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, stated, quote, "We've seen examples in places like Singapore and Korea where governments haven't had to shut everything down. They've been able to make tactical decisions regarding schools, tactical decisions regarding movements, and been able to move forward without some of the draconian measures," unquote. Again, this is still Courtney continuing. The head of the WHO, the head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has called on other countries around the world to apply the lessons learned in Korea and elsewhere. Singaporeans are required to take their temperature before and after they leave school or work. In public, thermal readers have been placed at checkpoints to high traffic areas. These actions seem reasonable and not too invasive. The alternative is to do what we have done in the U.S., and that is to inflict the most harm on those who can least afford it. A record 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, on top of the already unemployed. And I could just add here, just recently, yesterday, a new number for this last week came out, and there's another 6 million on top of that. In order to help out, Congress passed a massive $2.2 trillion coronavirus spending bill. Since we're already $24 trillion in debt, what harm can there be in printing an additional $2.2 trillion? Money seems to grow on trees in Washington, D.C. The result sees us living under inconsistent and insane rules. Recreational fishing is banned in Washington. Beaches are closed in Washington, even if you're social distancing. All schools must be closed to protect children, but childcare is exempt. All non-emergency services must be closed except for pot shops, liquor stores, and Moscow's farmers market. All private construction in Washington is stopped, but government construction is exempt. Instead of following a rational Singaporean model of isolating the sick, quarantining the exposed, and social distancing everyone else so that our economy can continue to flourish, we're staring down the barrel of massive unemployment, which has a mortality rate, skyrocketing national debt, inevitable inflation, heavy-handed regulations, and the ruin of countless lives. Meanwhile, a sheriff in Idaho has requested Brad Little to reconsider his stay-at-home order. Rachel Roberts reports for the Idaho Statesman. In a letter posted on the Bonner County Sheriff's Office Facebook page Thursday afternoon, Sheriff Darrell Wheeler asks Idaho Governor Brad Little to reconsider the statewide stay-at-home order that was issued March 25th to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. "I do not believe that suspending the Constitution was wise," Wheeler's letter reads, "because COVID-19 is nothing like the plague." Wheeler references a letter written by Alfie Oakes, the founder and CEO of Florida-based Oakes Farms Seed to Tables. Oakes' March 24th letter to the U.S. Senator Rick Scott argues that the long-term economic effects of a stay-home order outweigh the risk of spreading the coronavirus. Oakes also suggests that the coronavirus pandemic has been given traction by the media and globalists in an attempt to keep President Donald Trump from being reelected. With the incredible power of the globalists yield over the World Health Organization and mainstream media, they easily created this incredible yet completely baseless fear around the world regarding COVID-19, Oakes' letter reads. According to Wheeler and Oakes, the information provided by the World Health Organization regarding the global pandemic is unreliable. "We were misled by public health officials," Wheeler's letter continues. "Now it is time to reinstate our Constitution." The Bonner County Sheriff's Office serves North Idaho cities such as Sandpoint, Priest River, Clark Fork, and Kootenai. The Panhandle Health District has reported 37 confirmed coronavirus cases between Kootenai, 36, and Bonner, 1, counties. PHD also confirmed its first case of community spread Monday. "In the spirit of liberty and the Constitution, you can request those that are sick to stay home," Wheeler writes, "but at the same time, you must release the rest of us to go on with our normal business." And I'll just add that part of obeying Romans 13 in this situation is listening to all of your magistrates. This includes the fact that our nation is not a monarchy with a king at the top, but rather a constitutional republic, which means under God, our Constitution and Bill of Rights are supreme over the land. We do have federal magistrates, but we also have state magistrates, but they too are under the Constitution of their state. So have you read your state constitution recently? What are your rights? And then after that, we also have state representatives and state senators that represent us to our state officials. Do they know what you think about all this? And do you know your county sheriffs and city government officials? And do they know what you think? Finally, I'll leave you with a few paragraphs from a recent blog post by Douglas Wilson addressing what the Bible says about quarantine laws. A few quarantine principles. There are three things to note. First, a biblical quarantine is of the diseased individual, or reasoning by analogy, a quarantine of a diseased hotspot. When the president shut down travel from China early on, he was right to do so. There was a scriptural logic in it. It was not tyranny when Moses made the person who had contracted leprosy to go and live outside the camp. It was hard and a personal tragedy, but abuse of governmental authority was not part of that tragedy. issuing a shelter-in-place order for a healthy population is not it. It is not scriptural, it is counterproductive, and flatten the curve graphs shown to a people who don't understand graphs doesn't fix anything. Quarantining New York City would cause more acute pain in that particular area, but it would be far more biblical than having somebody who lives in Elk River, Idaho, have to stay at home. But we live in egalitarian times, and so that kind of thing strikes the levelers as unfair. Second, a biblical quarantine is a hard quarantine. Nobody goes in and nobody comes out. Yellow tape is strung all around the house. There's no such thing as a highly porous quarantine. You don't let the lepers come into the camp for weekend visits. Issuing that shelter-in-place order, while at the same time not restricting travel to and from contagious areas, is an inverse quarantine. Right now, without breaking the law, a citizen of Moscow could catch a flight over to Seattle, walk through various hotspots, breathing in deeply, and then come back to Moscow in order to stand in a tight huddle of people outside of one of our local restaurants in order to pick up his takeout. All perfectly legal. But it would not be legal for him, symptom-free, to go across the street to visit his symptom-free neighbor. This is nonsensical. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this show and all the others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitic.com as well as fightlaughfeast.com. Don't forget to download our app if you haven't yet. Just search Fight Laugh Feast at your favorite app store. Get it. You would also really like to support Rowdy Christian Media, I can tell. And so you should become a Fight Laugh Feast club member for a limited time. You can also get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt when you sign up and become a member, or by upgrading your membership. You also get access to tons more content that only members get access to, including a new series called Pastors in Politics, another recent sit-down that I had with Pastor Wilson and his wife, Nancy, The Joy of Parenting. There's also a new one with Gabe the Waterboy sitting down and talking with Dr. Mike Lawyer, our local Christian counselor, plus hours more with David French, Eric Erickson, Walter Williams, Maj Toure, Kurt Kennedy, Gary DeMore, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. Check it all out. Become a member. Have a great weekend.